Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video, we're going to tell you how to get ranked on Google Places. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan Lasso speaking. Hope you're well today. So how do you get ranked on Google Places? Well, there's two big ways or two big things that you need to be doing right now. So number one is before you actually put your business on Google Places, you're going to start putting it on other people's listings, like Yelp, for example, and Yelp. And in the UK, it used to be Scoot and 3Index. You could use that one too. So you've got to go start populating some of these other directory listings, if you like. But this is the thing. When you're doing it, every single letter and word of that address and contact information has to be exactly the same. If it's not exactly the same, Google, when it goes out and cross-references it, it won't be able to find it as well as if it was spelled exactly the same every single time. Because this is how Google, or one of the ways actually, that Google comes on and gets you ranked on Google Places. So if you're going on Yelp, Yell, 3Index, Scoot, if it even exists anymore, and all the other directories, then every, you know, literally copy and paste it. So that's the first thing. Google looks at all these other third parties before it puts it on there. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that you've got to obviously make sure that you're completing the profile properly. I mean, that should go without saying, right? I mean, it should, but it has to be said. So that's the second thing. But the third thing, actually, which is the second thing, the third bit, the most important bit here, is that you've got to go out and start getting reviews. So one of the things that we do with all our clients, for example, is we'll create a link. So on mine, I think it's called daniellatto.co.uk/Google review. So when we are sharing our Google listing, we just send them to that link and it redirects them to the Google listing. So people then don't have to go find it. It makes life a lot easier. So if you do this, this will really make life so much easier in terms of getting ranked and so on. Let me just let this guy out. There you go. It'll really help you get ranked on your Google listing so much easier. The more reviews you have, the better it's going to be. But let me give you a word of warning on this here. Some people will go and they will have multiple reviews using separate email addresses, but all on the same IP address. Google knows what you're doing. Google is not silly. It's been around 20 years. It's not dumb or daft. It knows exactly what you're doing and it knows that you're trying to game the system. So go out and spread the reviews off different IP addresses. Spread them out over a period of time. Don't just get your mum and your daughter and your sister to do it. Get all of your old customers. And this should really be part of your process. So we had a conversation with a guy that runs hotels. And we were saying that when a person is checking out of a hotel, they just have to go, how was your stay? Was it good? And they go, yes. And go, wonderful. Could we give you, could you give us a review in return for your honesty? You know, we want an honest Google review. We'll give you a box of chocolates. You do that at the point of sale. Now, technically, that goes against Google. You're not supposed to give out things. But all you're doing is asking for an honest review, whatever that honest review happens to be. All right, you might have already said, how was your stay? Was it good? Yes. Okay, great. Here's a box of chocolates. Can you leave us an honest review? Slightly, you know. But this is where you want to be getting reviews at the point of sale. If you're a builder and you've just finished the job and you're showing the person around and you're going, how was it? Do you like it? They go, oh my gosh, I love it. And you go, great. Could you just fill in this Google review? Give me your phone. Let me get you to the Google review. You can even have a QR code on the hotel reception desk and go, here, just QR code that. Or, you know, whatever that happens to be to get that person onto the starting reviewing. Now, it could be that you want a booking.com review rather than a Google review, and that could be fine depending on what industry you are in as well, but right now we're talking about Google reviews and getting you more ranked for Google on the Google Places. So they're the things, the two big things. Obviously the third one really technically was filling in everything completely, but they're the two big things that are really going to help you get ranked on Google. And this should be an ongoing thing. It's not just something, it's not like what we call one and done, where you get a couple of reviews and that's it. Like 26, 54, 72 reviews. You're going to be up against your competitors. If you're looking for a dentist in Leeds, your competitors are going to rank, and the more reviews you have, now you will notice as well, by the way, that some people are ranking and they don't even have any reviews and you've got 3 or 4 reviews, and it's because they might be uploading more keyword related posts, or they've uploaded more pictures, or they've edited their profile better, or it's fully complete. So all of these things have to be done. It's not you just do these two things, you know, number one being all the addresses and number two getting reviews. It's not just those two things that are going to get you ranked at the top. It's a number of different things, but they're the two most important ones. Anyway, I hope that's useful. Go off and go get that done. Start improving your business almost straight away with that. And let me know how it goes, and we'll speak to you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.